The podcast The Castles Metro is part of the Luni Tourism Project and is realized by Istituto Valorizzazione Castelli of the province of Massa Carrara.
Comano, on the Via di Linari, the Pieve of Santa Maria Assunta di Crespiano. Let us imagine an ancient route traveled by pilgrims, travelers and merchants, a valid alternative to the more famous Via Francigena, winding through the hills and mountains of the Tuscan-Emilian Apennines. We are on the Via di Linari, a fascinating route that combines history, culture and nature, offering travelers the opportunity to discover an area rich in traditions and beautiful landscapes. Its name derives from an ancient abbey built just after the Lagastrello Pass and active between the 11th and 15th centuries. It became a point of reference for pilgrims and travelers over the centuries and still bears witness to an important spiritual and cultural heritage. Today, all that remains of the abbey are ruins and memories, but the Via di Linari can still be walked. It is a multi-stage itinerary of medium difficulty that crosses an area of extraordinary biodiversity. The UNESCO Biosphere Reserve of the Tuscan-Emilian Apennines. The link with the Via Francigena and the Via Matildica del Volto Santo makes it possible to create more extensive itineraries linking places of great historical and religious interest. In short, the Via di Linari is not only a route of great naturalistic value, but also a journey through history and traditions, ideal for those seeking an authentic and immersive experience of the beauty of the Apennines. One of the most important stops in Tuscany is the parish church of Santa Maria Assunta di Crespiano, in the municipality of Comano, at an ancient crossroads between the Lagastrello and Ospedalaccio passes. The ancient village of Crespiano, with its stone houses overlooking the Taverone stream, is a treasure trove of history and beauty. The evocative atmosphere is enhanced by the architectural details that tell the story of a bygone era, while the modern part, which is developing in front of the church, offers an interesting visual and cultural contrast. At the center of the village is the parish church of Santa Maria Assunta, a sacred building of great historical and architectural importance. Its majesty and ancient roots make it a symbol of the local community, a landmark that attracts visitors and pilgrims. The decorations and architectural details of the church tell stories of faith and devotion, making it not only a place of worship, but also a work of art to be admired. Although it was first mentioned in a bull of Eugenius III in 1143, the parish church dates back to a much earlier period, as evidenced by a plaque dated 1079 that can still be seen in the sacristy. The architectural complex of the Pieve di Santa Maria Assunta di Crespiano is made up of the church itself, with its sacristy, a Romanesque-style bell tower and a 15th-century presbytery. The façade of the church is characterized by a tripartite rhythm, emphasized by pilasters and strong corner columns, and crowned by an entablature topped by a spire decorated with curvilinear elements. This façade reveals the presence of an earlier Romanesque structure, some of whose remains can be seen on the northern side of the building. The interior of the church has three naves divided into four bays by round arches supported by cylindrical columns. The original wooden trusses were replaced by trick vaults, ribbed vaults in the nave and cross vaults in the aisles. The Baroque altar, made in Liguria with the altarpiece of the Assumption, is a key element of the parish church, not only for its artistic beauty, but also for its link with local tradition through the work of the painter Luigi Battistini. The altar on the right, which contains a calvary attributed to the master of Virgoletta and mentioned in a 16th century pastoral visit, adds artistic significance to this sacred space. At the entrance to the parish church, there is a beautiful 10th century baptismal font. Crespiano, with its fascinating mix of history, culture and nature, is undoubtedly the ideal destination for those who wish to immerse themselves in a unique atmosphere between past and present on the Linari route.
The Luni Tourism Project is financed by the European Union through the European Agricultural Fund for Rural Development. Europe invests in rural areas. Measure 19.2 of Gal Lunigiana. The texts are by Sigeric Community Cooperative. The actors are Marco Brinzi, Guglielmo Favilla, and Cecilia Casini. The music is by Max De Aloe. Graphics by Studio Arcs and post-production by Archivi della Resistenza, Circolo Edoardo Bassignani. All podcast contents are available at istitutovalorizzazionecastelli.it.